What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll be celebrating the music of Deke Watson, a founding member of the world-famous Ink Spots.
No meat on my bones, no sign of a pot. I looks in the mirror and I thinks I'm hot. I've been to the dentist and had my molars glisten. Oh, boys, but my gal won't listen.
Your feet's too big.
She don't want you 'cause
your feet's too big.
Mad at you 'cause your feet's too big.
And after Deke left the Ink Spots in 1944, he formed the Brown Dots, one of the top black pop music acts of the 1940s.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart.
Deke Watson was born in Illinois in 1909, but he spent his childhood in Naptown. A 1927 article in the Indianapolis Recorder placed Deke's home address as 718 Fayette Street near the Ransom Place neighborhood. Deke began performing in Indianapolis as a teenager with a band called the Percolating Puppies, and according to his autobiography, Deke also worked at the Casino Ballroom and the Madam Walker Theater, performing and teaching dance lessons. By the early 1930s, Deke was performing with acts like the Four Riff Brothers and King Jack and Jester. And it was during his time with those groups that Deke met his future Ink Spots bandmates, Jerry Daniels, Charlie Fuqua, and Hoppy Jones. It was in 1934 that the Ink Spots officially came together, and it was in 1935 when they cut their first records. We'll hear three of those tracks now: Swinging on the Strings, Swing Gate Swing, and Mama Don't Allow No Swinging in Here.
Strings like nobody's business. Swinging 'cause we just can't keep from swinging. Oh, when that native corn, I won't come creeping. There's nothing left to do but keep on swinging. It's so heavenly, makes you feel so good. Make our own harmony that is understood. Oh, swinging on swings, 'cause can't keep swinging.
Swing gate swing, all you hound. I swear you bring it down.
Miss Jackson, please. More stickle and cotton keys. Cry pepper, maybe hot. This ice cold for what you got.
Syncope, I'm swing gate.
You got something all the other cats ain't got. That's something about me. Even it's got a sting. Zil, 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 zil.
Swing gate swing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you cats are ready.
Well, what do you say, you cats?
Say that, Dipper Lip.
How's come you all ain't swinging?
Well, Mama told us not to swing.
What? Well, let me vamp you down.
Vamp us down, then.
Mono Lino, get up playing here.
No.
Mono Lino, get up playing here.
I don't care what Mama don't lie, I'm gonna play my guitar anyhow.
Mono Lino, get up playing in here.
Play.
Yeah.
We just heard three tracks from the Ink Spots' debut recording session in 1935. On this week's show, we're celebrating Deke Watson, one of the founders of the Ink Spots. Let's hear three more early classics from the Ink Spots. Up first, we'll hear their version of When the Sun Goes Down, a blues classic written by Naptown's Leroy Carr. After that, we'll hear Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do, followed by That Cat Is High.
In the evening, Mama, when the sun goes down. In the evening, Mama, when the sun goes down. Yeah, yeah. Ain't it lonesome, ain't it lonesome, if your lover's not around when the sun goes down.
Yes, yes. Last night I was sleeping, I was thinking to myself. Last night I lay sleeping, I was thinking to myself.
Yes, yeah. If I go to church on Sunday and run around on Monday, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give my gal my last nickel and she leaves me in a pickle, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Boys, I'm mellow as a honeydew. Yeah,
that cat is high. Look that look in his eye. Oh man, he's high. Yes, higher than a kite. That cat is high. Look that look in his eye. Man, I wouldn't lie. The cat's higher than a kite. Now when you see him stumbling up and down the street, you know that cat's been drinking. Got no shoes upon his feet.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Deke Watson, one of the founders of the Ink Spots. Deke Watson sang second tenor and played guitar with the Ink Spots. He also wrote some classic material for the group, and we'll hear two of Deke's originals now, Pork Chops and Gravy, followed by Shout, Brother, Shout.
Yeah, a pork chops and gravy, a pork chops and gravy, a pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop for Charlie with some cornbread, fried chicken
in the bag,
corn on the cob
in the bag,
home cooking
in the bag.
I want the pasta for the mama with the frying pan, bacon and beans
in the bag,
chicken fricassee
in the bag,
black-eyed peas
in the bag.
I want a poke chop for Charlie with some cornbread.
Come on up here, all you hip cats. Let's try and get in the groove. And when you feel that rhythm, son, that's the time to move.
Stand up and shout, brother, shout. Shout, brother, shout. When that rhythm hits you, shout, brother, shout. Don't be afraid. Don't hang your head. Stand up and shout. Brother, shout. Brother, shout. Yes, yeah.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music featuring Deke Watson after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Deke Watson, a founding member of the Ink Spots, one of the greatest acts to emerge from the Avenue scene. The Ink Spots are the only Indianapolis band to be included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1989. for their influence on the development of early rock and roll and R&B music. Deke Watson worked with the Ink Spots during their most successful years, performing on the group's biggest hits. We'll hear two of those hits now. Java Jive, followed by If I Didn't Care.
Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy.
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare?
That was the Ink Spots with Java Jive and If I Didn't Care. On this week's show, we're celebrating the music of Deke Watson, one of the founding members of the Ink Spots. The Ink Spots went through many changes over the years, and in 1944, Deke left the group. In 1945, he formed a new act called the Brown Dots. Deke had one of the biggest hits of his career with the Brown Dots, with a song he co-wrote called For Sentimental Reasons. Over the years, For Sentimental Reasons has been recorded by some of the biggest stars in music history, including Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Sam Cooke, The Supremes, James Brown, and Marvin Gaye. Let's listen to the original recording. This is Deke Watson and the Brown Dots with For Sentimental Reasons.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. I need you, and you alone was meant to be. Please give your heart and your soul and your lips to me.
That was Deke Watson and the Brown Dots performing For Sentimental Reasons, a song co-written by Deke. Let's hear four more classic tracks from Deke Watson and the Brown Dots. First, we'll hear At Our Fireplace, followed by Listen to Me, Well, Natch, and Long-Legged Lizzie.
At our fireplace, the flame was burning low. Sweethearts dear to me, I sat and talked.
Escuche-me, escuche-me. I bring a bouquet of the words my heart cannot say. Escuche-me, escuche-me. Take them to your heart and they'll let them stay.
of my sweetie pie will match. Will I love her till I die will match. Am I hoping she'll respond to my suggestion? Am I praying she'll be mine? Oh, what a foolish question. Do I want her in my arms will match? Here's the story of a gal named Lizzie. Here's the story of a gal named Lizzie. She's all right, but just a little dizzy. She climbs up on a shed and fell down upon her head. She's a long leg Lizzie.
Long leg Lizzie.
She's a little dizzy.
She's a little dizzy.
Long leg Lizzie is the dizziest gal in town, 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 town. Dizzy Lizzie likes to have a ball. Dizzy Lizzie is no place at all. That old gal is so darn tall. She sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Whoa, long leg Lizzie.
Long leg Lizzie.
We just heard four songs from Dick Watson and the Brown Dots. And on this week's show, we've been paying tribute to Dick Watson. He was one of the founding members of the Ink Spots and one of the most important artists to emerge from the Avenue scene. Dick Watson continued performing until his death in 1969. He was 60 years old. We'll end this tribute to Dick Watson with two of the final sessions he cut. First, we'll hear Strange As It Seems, recorded by Dick Watson and the Four Dots in 1949. After that, we'll hear Why Does a Drink Make You Think, recorded by Dick Watson in 1954.
As strange as it seems, we're in love again. When we both agreed we were through, we said goodbye and we told the friends we knew that you and I had found someone new.
Why do a drink make you think that I could care for you? Why do a drink make you think that I could care for you? If you don't stop drinking, woman, me and you's gonna be through.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us for this tribute to Dick Watson. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.